tonight on the Inyan of V'achaken Yetzer B'chush Gadol. In 2 days from now, Mirz Hashem, at this time, 48 hours, we'll be sitting by the Seder. The Golos Mitzrayim and the Gula are not random events. They happened with Haftacha and the Brisbane Absurd. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Yodea Teda Kigei Yazachah Baretz Elohem, V'avodim V'ino Yisom Abama Yashana, V'gam Esagoya She'avoidu Dona Noichi, V'ach Ken Yetzir V'chush Gadol. So, in two psukim, we have the entirety of Golos Mitzrayim. So, every single aspect of it counts. So, Yadea Teda Kigerzia Zacha Ba'aretz Leilahem, that's one thing. Avodim is something else. Venus of Arashana. Vegama Sagar Shavod Dono Nochi has significance in its own right as part of Gula, not only as something of punishment for the Mitzrim. Vacharken Yitzhak Rechush Gadol. I mean, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu it will give them a rechush because he wants them to have what they need and so on. But what kind of haftach is that in the essence of the geula? What's important about it is we'll go out and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us. I mean, 210 years, 400 years, if you take the big cheshbon of being in Golos, of having Shibud and everything. So money is able to pay for that. What's the inyan of Achei Yitzurish Gadol? Not only that, but later on, when it says that they asked everyone to borrow from their neighbors, Rashi says, Shalayim Moiset Tzadik, that the Vavodim Vinoisom Kiem and Abba and Varke Yitzurish Gadol Loi Kiem. So Avraham Avinu is going to be teveya that this Rechush Gadol didn't come our way. So it seems there's something very, very, very significant about it and very important about it, that it goes to the heart of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a point we want to try and to get some understanding of. The truth is the Al-Shech HaKadosh asks it, and he says, He says, okay, the last door, those Yotzei Mitzrayim got the money, and everybody else, that he should give Kal Yisrael. And he says, and what is it called, the Rechush Gadol, Shaoise Ikum Yisrael Kesev, Vemehevel Fon of Yisrael. I mean, imagine, let's use a contemporary marshal, that a Navi would come and say, Rahman al-Atslan, that we'd go through a Holocaust, but don't worry, there'll be reparations afterwards. Even if the reparations were a lot of reparations. What are we talking about? So we need to take a second look and get a deeper understanding of what the Rechush Gadol is and why it's such a significant aspect of what Geulas Mitzrayim is all about. It says in the Pasuk, Samchenu ki moisi nisonu shnois rinu ra. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mesameach us in line with the amount of years that we saw bad. Yerua levadecha palecha vadocha b'nehem. So Gemara darshins that it's going to be the amount of years of Golos, that's how many years of Geula there'll be. They ask the kashas that it's not working out the years. Different inyanim have spoken about it. There's a Ramami Panu. Ramami Panu was one of the early Mekubalim, and he has a sefer called Asar Mamoris. In his very beginning, in Chaykedin Aleph, he says like this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu said in a tefillah, Sheshachu achei Moisei, that it was forgotten after he was nifta, v'chaza v'yasa David HaMelech nimzmir Yisrael, and David HaMelech was miyasad again. Samchenu kimoisi nisanu. So, first of all, it's interesting the introduction he gives. He says that it's something which Moshe Rabbeinu was miyased, he forgot it, and David HaMelech said it. Now, what he means to say is that it's attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it's a perek in Tehillim. Fine. But it's a very, very dramatic introduction that doesn't really need it for what he's saying. What he's saying has nothing to do with who wrote Tehillim. And he's saying, Samchenu ki Moshe nisanu. So he says, Loi liten kitz v'chasishol me'asimcha ruchnis shalai mischanin. He says, does he mean only as much as inisanu? That we want to have simcha as many years as inisanu? That can't be. So that's one. Does it mean, so he says, what it means is, the Omer Abaseinu Zal, mandit solit sluse boy lefarsha milui kidekoyos, that someone who davens needs to express, articulate exactly what he's saying. Lefika pirsh ba'omah, sheinu mevakish ala osid bolvad. So he's saying like this, I'm not asking for the osid, because that's something that is only, that will be, and after the gula, that's fine. V'gam ala ova lo yaspik menu mashanasper yitzayin yisparach. And I don't have to ask for the ova, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for everything he did well. So in other words, he's saying, Samchenu ki moisin yishanu is not going on the asid. It does not mean the years afterwards. It also doesn't mean that whatever good we did, we won't get schar for. That's also obvious. It's a very different type of tefillah. He's saying, El noisav al kol zeh. So besides the future that will be nice and good, and the past that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us schar for that we deserve schar, al kol zeh says, Samchenu gamken ki moisin yisanu, ki ilu kiyamnu hamitzvus bechol zman. Give us, reward us as if we did mitzvahs while we couldn't do them. Even though in a person's life there are days when a person is distressed, and we were not allowed, we couldn't keep the mitzvahs. Hareza oines rachmana patre, it's an oines that rachmana is patre. Valderech ze oma yoel v'shilantu lechem es hashanim. And that's what Yoel said, I will pay you back the years that you had missed out. So he says that what we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the years that he has, that we've missed out because we couldn't do the mitzvahs. So Samchenu ki moisin esanu means for those years that we didn't do what's right, we couldn't do what's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. So the first thing we see from Ramami Panu here is that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tekufa that we did not do what, and we couldn't do what we're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can retroactively make it as if we did what's right. That's one step in the process. But it goes even further than that. There is a Noam HaLamelech, this is Parshas Vayechi, and he says on the same pasuk, Samchenu ki moisin yisanu. So he says, Pirush shetesamchenu bikdushoscha, ki moisin yisanu adei yetzahara, shenachnu muchrachim lishper koyach tavosai. You should give us the simcha of kedusha for the years that we struggled with yetzahara to break our taivas. Shnois reinu ro pirush, kol hashanim asher reinu vistakalnu bera. All the years that we struggled with ra, that we saw ra in front of our eyes, vistakalnu bera lizor l'shamim menu, and we wrestled, we looked at the ra in the eye, so to speak, and struggled to free ourselves from it. Ayidei ze yura levadecha palecha tzoloima, yechosh lefanecha kilosinu komitzoisecho polcho canal. That the struggle that we had with Yitzhahara went to bed, you should see as having done mitzvahs. Shall the nuyim v'sigufim Yitzhahara lishba koichai, our struggles and our suffering from Yitzhahara as we're trying to break his koyach, yechoshev kilosisi kol ha-mitzvahs. That should be considered as if we did all the mitzvahs. So the Noam HaMelech is saying a step further. It's not just an open-ended tefillah that we're saying to Rabbi Yisrael, listen, Rabbi Yisrael, we didn't have a chance to do mitzvahs. Please give us schar as if we did mitzvahs. He's saying the not doing mitzvahs came with a struggle. We were struggling with Ra, and we spent a lot of time, wasted time, but not wasted time. It was time that we were struggling with the Yitzhahara. And so even though we weren't doing anything positive, it doesn't seem as if we're doing something positive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still count it as such. This is in line with the different chazal about if an aver came to a person and didn't do it, so then a person, then it's considered as if he did a mitzvah. Yosha Lav Avera, it's as if he did a mitzvah, but obviously it's when there's a some sort of struggle and so on. So Neir Melech is saying that in the struggle and in the difficulty, that itself, that's considered a mitzvah. And finally, a third darg in it is the Al Shech HaKadosh, who says that the Rechush Gadol is Siluk Zuhamas HaNochash Adi HaShibud, Sheikhonu Bay Lekabal Torah. The Siluk of the Zuhamas HaNochash through the Shibud is what allowed for Klai Yisrael Lekabal Torah. So we're beginning to understand the following. We approach the parasha just superficially as having to suffer, maybe as a punishment of some sort, or an isoyan, and then we have 200 years of blank years in Ruchnius. We need to understand that these 200 years, we almost reached the bottom. We were Memta Sharatuma. We reached the nadir of Ruchnius. The Rambam writes in El Savarazor, Kemat Kot, Hoyenishka Chaika Godlazer. So it's Klal Yisrael suffered tremendously, and Klal Yisrael in Ruchnius became just about evaporated. So the first point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want him to give us back those 200 years, in terms of somehow retroactively making it, because of Oynes, and Oynes Achmana Patre means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it back, doesn't be as if we did it. That's one way of point about it. A deeper point is that struggling with Ra, in the struggle itself, that's considered as if it's he did mitzvahs. And finally, and this is talking about even if the person wasn't totally successful in the struggle. And finally, the suffering itself, it changed us. The 200 years of suffering took out the Zuhamas Nachash from us. However, we'll understand it. We certainly won't be able to understand it precisely, far from it. But Zuhamas HaNochash was a certain type of tshuka for Ra, a taiva for Ra, and the teva of a person as he suffers Yisurim, he becomes less megushim, his taiva and tshuka for Ra wanes, and the person then it becomes much more ruchnius. Yisurim is a process of a zikuch of a person. So it's not only that the struggle against Ra itself that will become that will get rewarded, but the process itself of struggling, the process itself of suffering, changes us. We don't recognize it until the very end, but that process changes a person. So that third the point that called the third darga of what we're trying to get at Alshar HaKadosh is something that is means the suffering itself will be understood and be recognized as being something which is a good for a person. The it's very interesting. There's a sefer called Parashas Drachim, very famous sefer from the Mishnah Melach, the same Mishnah Melach that wrote on the Rambam. The Mishnah Melach on the Rambam, very lamedish sefer, it's on the page, wrote a sefer called Parashas Drachim, which discusses halachic aspects in Chumash. It's a very interesting sefer, and he sort of points out a lot of the machlokas and things that went on as having to do with halachic issues. He has, in his Drush Chamishi, he speaks about the being Menatzel Mitzrayim and taking the Zav and the Kesef, and he attributes it to the halacha of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is when an Eved goes free, you have to give him additional gifts. You do an Eved Ivri, you pay him from when you buy him. You buy him, you pay a price that's in the anticipated value of his labor, and Lechura, when he goes out, he just, you know, the debt is paid off by his work. The Torah said you have a chiyuv to give him ha'anaka, which is extra gifts and so on. It's a pasuk, it's a sugya. Now, this ha'anaka, So Mishmael says that this was the justification for Klal Yisrael taking from the mitzvah their money. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also equates the money they took from the mitzvah with the work that they had done for them and weren't paid for. So the Gemara equates it, and the Gemara brings a dialogue between Gvir ben Sisa and the mitzvah who wanted the money back, and he said, well, when you pay us for the work, we'll give you back the Zav and the Kesef. But the point is, both of those understandings, whether it's the money that we were owed for working there, or the Hanukkah, which it says because Hashem was mevarach you biglalai, it's because the Eved caused a lot more benefit to us than the money that we gave him. Both of them are reasons to give the Hanukkah or the money that the Mitzvah gave us for the work. The point of both these things is that it really was a giving us back of what we had invested in Mitzrayim. It's something where whatever it is that we had given to Mitzrayim, invested our sweat, our mind, our years, everything we invested in Mitzrayim came back to us through this taking of the Zav and the Kesem and so on. Understanding it in a little bit of a broader context, I think it will give us a tremendous perspective on understanding so much of what has transpired to Klal Yisrael and what happened afterwards. I always think of a hargasha when I contemplate the events of the 1940 and to 1945 Chur Meirapa. The extent of the devastation of Klal Yisrael was something unparalleled in history, perhaps. The destruction in every possible. 70 years later, 80 years later, we're at a point where Klal Yisrael's Lein Hara, the growth and the blossoming, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, is unparalleled, and who knows how much of the suffering of Klal Yisrael was translated in that. In other words, it's not the suffering was suffering, and now the Rebbein Shem is a big chef of bracha. The Samchenu Kimoisin Isanu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the years of struggle. That's what we get. So sometimes, if we're fortunate, we take the reins in our hands, so to speak. We accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish, and we do it with our avodah straightforward. That's when everything's at its best. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through very difficult circumstances. The mistake we make always is to think of it as two separate things. The difficulties are difficulties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to hurt, to feel bad. And then later on, it's a new chef of Taif. A dugma, for instance, of a person is very upset or angry at a child, a Talmud hits him, and then he softens and it's good to him. The hitting and the anger and the upset was exactly that. And later on, there's a reparation of the relationship. But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Everything by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv. The Goyen says in Shir Hashirim, I mean, he brings them chorus from Zohar and other places, that soften is where the good comes from. And it's very strange. We know tzafin is midas hadin and so on. And he brings the psukim araf tova shetzafan to lirei echa. And the explanation, two or three places together in the Goyen, putting together pieces, is that tzafin, there's only good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except in Dorim, it's where midas harachmi, midas hachesed comes from. It's open and apparent, and we see it as good, straightforward. In Tzofen, which is Midas Adin, it is Tzofen. The Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. The both Midas are Chesed and Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Toiv. Sometimes the right Midas is to use for us is open Toiv, and sometimes it's Toiv that comes hidden, secreted away within something that is difficult. But the difficulty itself is what's giving us the good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, whatever reason there was, Klal Yisrael was not pure. They hadn't reached a darga, whether it's because of the Chet of Ma'eda, whatever it is, Klal Yisrael had not reached the dagger they needed to be totally mekabel Torah and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser at Kufa Mitzrayim, of Golos Mitzrayim, which was a terrible Golos, and physically, and religiously, morally, everything was devastating. That Golos, from the first minute of difficulty, of suffering, of pain, was transforming us. It wouldn't become apparent till later. As long as it was happening, we don't know it. It's tzofen. But at the end, when we came out of the process and we were yidden, our suffering had turned us into the material that Klal Yisrael needs to become. Then we became the people that we became, and then we understood each step of the way how each point of difficulty and suffering had changed us and transformed us. It's it's called Sofon for that reason. So because it's something that lays within, but once it's unveiled, you see where it was all along. So Golos Mitzrayim is the prototype for Klal Yisrael, for the Deiris. Every difficult period is not a punishment per se. It's not a hest upon him for the sake of hest upon him. Every period in Klal Yisrael is develops, changes, and brings out Klal Yisrael the best. Klal Yisrael could not have had the purity needed to be the to be Mekabel Torah. The Siluk of the Zuma took 200 years of Avodas Perech, but when we stood at the end of that, we had sweated out every bit of Zuma that had crept into us from the Chet HaNachash. It's as we sit at the Seder, it's true when we're speaking about Klal Yisrael. It's true when people are misbeinin about their own lives also. Every person has his inyanim that he went through. Everybody has inyanim they go through. The life is a makom of constant change, and everyone has the particular issues and turmoils that are his chelik and his lot. When we break off a piece of matzah, we start with lechem ayini, because the rest of it is tzofen. The half of the missing matzah is tzofen. And somebody who sees it, until we don't come to the end of the Seder, we don't know what happened with it. All we have is a broken piece. When we get to the end of the Seder, that's when it comes out, and we recognize that this is the hashlama of the matzah that was broken. Every person in his own goluses, in his own different issues that he struggles with, understand that in the struggling, we change. The struggling that we do, even though we seem to be treading water at best, and maybe Chas v'Shalom moving back a few steps, we still get the schar for what we could have done, because struggling with Ra is called is ke'ilu we did good, as we saw. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's barachatas is Samchenu Kimoisin Yisanu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the Hadgash of the Rambam Panu is. Moshe Rabbeinu's forgotten tefillas were resurrected by David HaMelech. Samchenu Kimoisin Yisanu was written by Moshe, said by Moshe, forgotten, and he got it again. Nothing that a person does good and right is ever lost. And no matter how difficult the road or the path, Bezus Hashem, when we come to the Gula Shlema, each person his own personal Gula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back everything that we could have had in Ruchnius, and not only that, we recognize how it is that we've changed and become different people because of what we went through. Bezus Hashem, we should be zeichet to the matzah has been broken for a long time. We should be zeichet to the tzofen and understand not only for the good that comes with the tzofen, but the understanding of that all that had transpired before had been us changing and moving to the direction of becoming the people we are and we ought to be. Achakash b'sameach and kol tov.